Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is the Ace Space, the podcast where I talk about a bunch of random shit while being a raging asexual. So, I started this podcast because, honestly, I was really bored and I saw an ad for this website on Instagram. So I thought, hey, why not check it out? I have nothing else to do. Which is a bit sad, and with quarantine and all, why not? So, for this episode, I thought I would tell my coming out story. So, for a while, you know, people talked about in my classes and like middle school and everything about sex and boys and girls and people in general. I always lied and agreed. So in seventh grade, when my friends were like, oh my God, he's so hot, and would say like, oh, I'd let him fuck me, I'd be like, yeah, same. Obviously lying, but well, no one ever picked up on it. So that's how good friends I had in middle school. So, you know, here I am lying, and for the longest time I always thought that puberty hadn't hit me yet. That's why I wasn't feeling all these things, because I was a year younger than everyone in my grade. So I thought that part of puberty hadn't hit me yet. So I was just waiting for like one day to wake up and be like, oh, sex. It never happened. So fast forward a bit and I completely forget about the fact that part of puberty hasn't hit me. And now I'm in high school. Freshman year happens, and honestly, I don't even know. Freshman year, I was I was emo as hell, and we don't talk about it. It was fun friend-wise, but every time I look at pictures from freshman year, I'm like, why did I think that was a good idea? But, so, you know, I made a lot of really good friends in high school that I'm still friends with now. And I decided, well, I didn't decide. They made a Discord server. And so all of us are in the Discord server and we talk almost like every night someone was on. It's a little less frequent now because we have college and jobs, but most of us still get on a couple times a week and we all talk. But in high school, you know, got invited to the Discord. We'd talk and everything, except I was extremely quiet and awkward, so I kind of used them as white noise. But one day, in sophomore year, I was on Discord with my friends, and they were talking about girls and sex. FYI, 90% of my friends are dudes. I just get along better with them. But they were talking about girls and sex, and you know, some of them, I say some, one, would talk about guys, but the majority of it was girls, and they were all talking about sex. And it just hit me that I could not relate to this conversation. I couldn't input anything. I had no experience with it. And I realized I didn't want experience with it. And now I'm realizing that this wasn't normal, I guess. The majority of people thought about sex or wanted to have sex because, you know, puberty hits and you get all hormonal and horny, and that just never happened. So I'm like, okay, why don't I ever think about sex? Why is it when I look at someone who I think is really attractive and really hot that I don't think about how I want them to fuck me? So, still in the Discord, a quick Google search, and I come across the term asexual. And I read the textbook definition, which was a person who experiences no sexual attraction. And I was like, that's the word. This is me. This is what I've been missing. And then I do a little more digging and find about all the ace discord and everything and how people essentially thought that the sexuality didn't exist. And right after discovering this new part of myself, I had a mental breakdown. And I had to leave the Discord. I muted myself from the Discord because I was crying. So finally, I was a person who didn't give a fuck, I guess more was it. So after a couple days, I went, fuck it, fuck the ace Discord, fuck the aphobes, fuck those people. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. This is me. Fuck everyone who doesn't believe it. I don't want them in my life anyways. So I start coming out to my friends, and my friend group was pretty big and spanned over all grades. So I couldn't get everyone together at the exact same time because I was in marching band. So of course, a lot of us play different instruments. So it's not like I couldn't even, during practice, be like, oh, hey guys, FYI. So I slowly came out to them. And it would start with walking to one of my friends' house with like two other friends, and I would just go, hey guys, guess what? I'm asexual. And that's kind of how I came out to everyone. If I was on Discord and only two or three people were on, I'd say it then. And I just slowly got to the point where all of my friends knew. And thankfully, they were all really supportive. I say really supportive. They either asked what it meant or were kind of like, oh, that's cool. So, but I eventually did come out to all of my friends. They were all really cool with it. And yeah, I think that's about it. I'm still realizing more things with my asexuality, how I'm not completely sex repulsed. Like, I would like to have sex in the future, but it's more of a curiosity thing. And every time I think of it, my brain goes, yeah, I want to get it over with. So I don't think I'm emotionally ready for that, considering that's how I think about it. And I also don't want to have it with a complete stranger, so that too. But now that that's out of the way, I can tell some funny stories revolving around the fact that I'm asexual. So the first one was when I was coming out to one of my friends. He was a freshman, I was a sophomore, and I walked up to him and said, hey, I have to tell you something. He was like, okay. And this was after band practice, so it's like 8 o'clock at night. He's like, what's up? And I'm like, I'm asexual. And he goes, oh, cool. And I'm like, all right, awesome. We go our separate ways. I go home. It's 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I get a call. And it's him. And I answer the phone, and he goes, so I heard the words that came out of your mouth, but I don't know what they mean. This man just accepted what I told him and then realized he had no idea what the hell I was talking about. So I had to explain it to him. And then he goes silent. He goes, oh, okay. See you tomorrow. And then hangs up. One of the most awkward, funny things I think that has ever happened to me for coming out to someone. I earned the nickname Sea Sponge because I was asexual, and sea sponges are asexual. You know, there's a two different asexual. There's sexuality, and then the beings who literally just be like, I want a kid, and then just split themselves in half. And sea sponges do that. So they started calling me Sea Sponge. They still do to this day, and they never... It's not like they look at me and go, oh, hey, sea sponge. It's more like a, if my asexuality comes up, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're a sea sponge. Or if I'm, like, really sex repulsed that day, they'll say, stop being a sea sponge. It's all cool. It's funny. I like it. It's a funny, quirky thing my friends do. One of my best friends is bi. She's great, and we're gonna call her Tammy. Because I was rewatching Stranger Things, and that's the girl Robin liked. So, Tammy. Tammy was bi, and she found out she was bi a couple months before I realized I was asexual. But when we were both out, we would sit in front of the school and wait for our friends and, like, you know, hitch a ride with each other, whatever we needed to do. And she would always look at girls' butts. That's what she did. It is what she did. And she always got this look on her face, kind of like, yeah, that's a nice ass. And she would nudge me and, like, gesture, like, do this weird kind of nod and, like, raise her eyebrows and trying to get me to look at this girl's ass. I, however, am extremely oblivious, and since the last place my mind goes is sex and looking at people, I thought she saw something funny or weird. You know, like when you go out to Walmart and you people watch, I thought that's what was happening. So I look over, everyone looks the same. Everyone's wearing, like, crop tops or jeans and t-shirts or hoodies and everything. And I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to be looking at? And then she'll keep nudging me. And when it gets to the point where I'm legitimately mad and frustrated because I don't know what she wants me to look at, she turns to me and goes, oh, I forgot you're a sea sponge. It happens more often than you'd think, of her, like, remembering I'm queer, but not remembering what exactly it is. So, that's that. She remembers now. I came out to one of my other best friends. We are going to call Tabitha. One of my best friends. So, at the time, she lived across, she lived in a different country at the moment. So, I text her, and I'm like, hey, I gotta tell you something, I'm asexual. And she goes, son of a bitch, I owe my brother $20. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And she goes, well, my brother and I had a bet on, like, what I'd come out as. She thought I would eventually come out as lesbian. Her brother thought I would come out as asexual. And, well, her brother won the bet, so she owed her brother $20. And I still find it funny because she and her brother, who's also a really good friend of mine, actually bet on my sexuality. It was just really weird to do because I was like, oh my god, I'm telling one of my best friends about this big part of myself, and all she had to say was, son of a bitch, I owe him $20. I mean, at least she was cool with it. That's all I really got to say about that.
But, oh.
I was on Discord, like my junior year of high school, with two of my friends. One was there when I came out sophomore year, and another was an incoming freshman, so he wasn't there when I came out. None of us knew him when I came out. And the friend who was there when I came out was asking me questions about my asexuality and if I was 100% sex repulsed, and he didn't quite understand the idea, so he was asking stuff if I was like into, he'd be like, well, what do you feel about neck kissing? Because at this point I've had two boyfriends, so I've had some experience. And I was like, yeah, it's okay. You know, I didn't find it like life-changing, but I also wasn't like, you get your saliva off my neck, you fucking animal. It was like, it was nice, it felt good, but it wasn't like, you know, in the movies when you see them arching and moaning and like this is some monumental thing because a guy kissed their neck. I'm just like, yeah, it's comforting. But I'm telling my friend all of the answers, and the freshman is really quiet. He's also in our Discord now. And he goes, well, maybe you're asexual. And we both go quiet. And my friend goes, she is. And I'm like, I came out last year. And he's like, what? Well, I wasn't here. How was I supposed to know that? And that's how I realized that after I came out to my friend sophomore year, it didn't occur to me that I'd have to come out to new friends I made. So none of the freshmen that we adopted into our group knew I was asexual. So that is a thing that I had to take care of. I don't even remember how it went. And honestly, I don't even remember if I told them all. I'm pretty forgetful. But that was a thing that happened. I mean, thankfully, he basically spouted out that he would support me if I was asexual because he thought, well, maybe you are. It just turned out that I was already out and he didn't know. He could not look me in the eye for a whole week. It was hilarious. But I think those are all the funny stories I have about me coming out and the fact that I'm asexual. There's not really any more funny stories about that anymore. I haven't come out to anyone recently because I couldn't care less who knew and who didn't. I think my dad knows, just not what it's called. We were watching the movie yesterday. If you haven't seen it, it's really good. Guy wakes up, all of a sudden the Beatles don't exist. So he's a struggling musician, wakes up one day, Beatles don't exist. He starts playing their songs and everyone's like, holy shit, oh my god. He gets in, you know, gets really big during it. Well, there's a point where starts having sex with the main girl. And I'm watching this movie with my parents. And the one thing I notice about the sex scene while they're like shoving each other up against walls in the house and stripping each other is that I have the same flannel as the guy. So I voice it and I go, oh, I have that exact same flannel. And my dad looks at me and goes, that's what you're focusing on? That's what you see out of this? So I'm pretty sure my dad knows I'm asexual, but doesn't know what it's called. Doesn't know there's a word for it. And I don't want to tell him. I tried coming out to my mom, and she thinks I haven't met the right person, which, by the way, do not say that to an asexual. Just don't. Or that, how do you know you don't like it if you haven't tried it? There's a lot of things you know you don't like if you haven't tried it. I'm sorry, but I think I'm pretty confident that I wouldn't like murdering puppies. I've never tried it, but I'm pretty sure, but I know I would not like it. Pretty extreme example, but it just makes me mad when I come out. People are like, well, how do you know you don't like it if you haven't tried it? It's like, shut up. Okay, you're straight as hell. How do you know you don't like vagina if you've never tried it? But that's what I have to say on that. You know, things not to say to an asexual. You just haven't found the right person yet. How do you know you don't like it if you haven't tried it? There's a couple others, but those are the two I usually hear, and they both piss me the fuck off. Because all I could say with the whole, you just haven't met the right person, is I just want to ask them, like my mom, like, well, how do you know dad's the right person? And then hopefully she'd answer with the bullshit of, oh, well, I just know. Then I'll say, like, well, yeah, that's how I feel too. I just know. But yeah, my mom kind of ruined me coming out to family members. And I might tell my dad, but I don't think my dad would understand. And my dad, he seems cool with it not having a label. So I think I'm gonna chill. I think I'm just gonna, like, let it go. And if, like, an opportunity arises, like we talk about asexuality, then I'll bring it up. But I don't think I'm going to sit him down and say, I have to talk to you. Because I'm good. Oh my god, I just had another funny story and it left. I don't remember it. Oh, it was a really good one. Okay. Oh well. Let's see. Oh, my mom just texted me what kind of wings she wants. Hold up. Ew. She likes blue cheese, which is disgusting, and my dad and I both agree on it. And I live at home for the time being. But since it is actually almost dinner time, I think I'm going to call this episode to a close, and I think all episodes will be roughly about this length. So this was my asexuality story. I will be talking about other topics and honestly bullshit that comes to my mind. Some stereotypes, some other stuff. Basically, you're going to watch an asexual disaster come to terms with life. Essentially, it is my journey through life, and that's what this whole podcast is. While people probably sit there wondering what the fuck is wrong with me, but that's nothing new. So I will see everyone in the next episode, which will either be whenever the hell I post again or next Friday. If I post sooner, that's great, but I will try to post within a week of each episode. So, if I don't post any time soon, the next episode will be next Friday. I'll see you guys then. Bye!